find us celebrating the French lifestyle online at paintparis.paris.paris.
After that party last night, I watched you guys bust some moves that I forgot that I had. So I am here today to talk to you a little bit about persistence and resilience, really what I consider to be the real price of business. And I'm going to share my story with you a little bit about why I'm up here today, and this is my chosen topic. So I'm a wife and a mom, love my boys. They actually sent me a little video this morning to say, good luck, mom, and we're having breakfast, and good luck with your speech, so that really helped me. I'm also a traveler, as she said. I've been to more than 20 countries and 300 cities worldwide. I'm a best-selling author of a travel book for women on safe travel, and I'm a caregiver for my parents. I actually have a terminally ill mother and now a father who's ailing as well. And most of all, I'm a freaking polka dot sister. Woo! January 7th, 2015. Charlie Hebdo in a hostage situation. November 14th and 15th, 2016. Bataclan and the Paris Stadium. January 1st, 2017. A car rams into a crowd. January 8th, 6 days later. There's a hammer attack on the Champs-Élysées. July 14th, 2017, a truck runs into a Bastille Day festivity in Nice. All of those things happened in my beloved country and city of Paris, the terrorist attacks. And that changed my business overnight. My parents' phone did not ring off the hook. This is probably the second time their phone rang off the hook as much to find out if I was okay. Because I had just been to Paris. The first time their phone rang off the hook was on September 11th. So of course my parents were concerned about me. All my friends were concerned about me. I, on the other hand, cried for 8 days because I was wondering what in the world was happening in my beloved city and to my beloved people. And what was going to happen to my business? My little boy would always say, Mom, are you okay? Is Suzanne okay in Paris? Is Guillaume okay in Versailles? Or what about Charles and Nice? And to be honest with you, I couldn't tell them if they would be okay because I didn't know. And how do we talk to our children about things that are going on in the world today? When they see the news and they're concerned and they're worried, what do you do to teach them to keep on going? Well, I'll tell you what I did. For those of you who have been bitten by the travel bug, I did like any other traveler would do. I upped my insurance policy, and I booked my next trip to Paris. that is what I'm here to talk to you about today, is what do you do and how do you do it if you have challenges in your life? And we all face challenges, whether they are big or small, personal challenges, the loss of a spouse or a loved one, medical conditions, foreclosure, divorce. We all have them. And there are so many times when we think, oh, what? How am I going to get through this? And that's where we need to know that building resilience helps you to have pivot points in your life. Who here has ever had a pivot point? Exactly. And if you haven't had one yet, just wait. It is coming. That's right. You know it's coming. Pivot points are so important in your life. And sometimes it's more about reconciling. That's what I had to do. That was my word. I had to reconcile that my business was not going to look the way that I thought my business was going to look. I had to reconcile that I would not be in Paris as much as I was. So when I started my business before the horrific attacks I mentioned earlier, I was actually in Paris about every 45 days, guiding tours for people. Small groups, private tours, you know, doing really, really well. And sometimes I feel like I wish that I had struggled in the beginning and not had two really good, successful years, right? Because then real life happened after the attacks. People started calling, people started emailing, people were canceling, I mean, asking for refunds back. I'm gonna be completely transparent with you. I ended up refunding $18,000. Could I have said to them, no, you signed the contract? No, because I could not reasonably overcome that obstacle of them saying to me, I may die while I'm on this trip. How sobering is that for your business? So I said, I gotta do something here. I mean, what is going on? I had to make a pivot point in my business. And then that takes me to, so you make a pivot point, but how do you do that? I don't know. What do you need to make sure that you have everything in order to make those pivot points and to make them matter? What came to me one day when I was in the shower, who else has like brilliant ideas in the shower, right? So that's where I have them. And I have no idea where this came from, but a voice said to me, life is about decisions, not conditions. There was nothing that I could do about what was happening in the world. I just had to make sure that I made a decision for myself to continue on. So one of my friends, Sharon, who lives in London, saw this book in her Notting Hill bookstore. And she said to me, oh my God, I saw this book and I thought of you. I really thought you wrote the book. And, you know, it's been out a few years. It's been translated into 23 different languages. It's called The 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do by Amy Warren, okay? If you guys, for the people who know me, you know what I'm gonna say. If you don't have a copy of this book, I encourage you to go and get a copy of this book. You can always go to my personal Amazon page at amazon.com/shop/paintingo and grab your copy. But I wanna go over some of the things that mentally strong people don't do. Mentally strong people don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. Okay? How many of you have ever had that pity party? I know I have, but one of the things that I've learned to do is to take it from 2 weeks to 2 days. Okay? And then get myself back on track. All right? You don't feel sorry for yourself. Mentally strong people don't give away their power. Who here has ever given away their power? Whether you wanted to or not, it may have happened. Mentally strong people don't shy away from change. Who here is first in seat in line on the change bus? God bless you. I'm not. Change is so hard for some people to deal with. But we all know that change is good. Someone said to me, if there was any time in your life that you could go back to, like, any age, I think I would go back to being, like, 22. And I said, heck no. I don't want to have to pay those student loans all over again. So I am so happy with change. And we should all embrace change in every way. Change in yourself, change in your jobs, always developing and growing. That is so, so important for you to proceed with your life. Mentally strong people don't focus on things you can't control. I said it before, life is about decisions, not conditions. And this one kills me, y'all. Don't worry about pleasing everyone. Come on. We've all done it. We can all admit it. I'll admit it. I was a people pleaser earlier on in my life. I was always the great student, always did what my parents said, and now I'm being paid back by a little boy who is non-compliant. Right? So do not worry about pleasing everyone. That does not mean that you have to be rude to people. Or does that mean that you have to be insensitive? But it does mean that you need to make sure that you take care of yourself first. Like that oxygen mask on the airplane, take care of yourself first. They take calculated risks. Ooh, who here has ever taken a calculated risk? Who here has ever taken a risk and it wasn't calculated? Right? Double hands. Just like Shannon was saying yesterday, if you've ever done a long haul trip in a car at night, you have no idea what is going on around you. All you know is that those headlights work about 200 feet ahead of you, and you have faith that you're going to make it to your destination. That is so important, to have that faith and taking calculated risks. I don't want you guys doing things that you don't, you know, that may not be good for you, but I don't want you to be afraid either. I want you to feel the fear and then continue on, no matter what. They don't dwell on the past. Who here has ever dwelled on the past? That stinking thinking? Stinking thinking? Like, oh, I remember when I was a size 4. I was never a size 4. When I was 4, thinking about all the things that you used to do and you used to have, it's time to stop doing that. You are fantastic the way that you are. You don't have to think about the past in order to do that. This one had me laughing, because it's like mentally strong people don't make the same mistakes over and over again. Can I get a witness about when I was single and dating? I wish that I knew this strategy. The same mistake over and over again. So we learn from our mistakes. We always have to learn from our mistakes and take, I'll just be good too. Thank you, Melanie, I'll be good. The times that we go through H-E double hockey stick, we need to make sure that we're using that information and the things that we learned to help us the next time we come through a struggle, okay? You wanna make sure that every single thing that you've been through, you give yourself credit for walking through the fire. You own that. You've been there, and you can help someone else walk through the fire as well. This is the one that I love. Mentally strong people don't resent other people's success.
Amen.
So I'm going to ask all of you to stand up right now. And I want you to turn around to the people at your table. And I want you to tell them, I am so proud of you. So we also need to learn how to celebrate our own successes. You got me? All right. So how do we do that? So I just gave you the 13, or we got a few more. Don't give up after the first failure. That's persistence. Never giving up. Never, ever giving up. My husband works out all the time, and also he's never give up. All right. And I'm always just like rolling my eyes when he says it. Because it has a different connotation when they're like, never give up. But I feel like persistence, he says, it's like a muscle page. You gotta work at it. You gotta keep working on it and keep sculpting it and keep going at it. It just doesn't happen overnight. Building the resilience, putting resilience coins into that pot. You have to continue to work on it and never give up, even if times are hard. They don't fear alone time. Who here likes to be alone? If there are any moms out there, you know that sigh when you go to the bathroom and you see those little fingers or those little paws underneath the door, and you're just like, oh, I need my alone time. And the alone time is good for us because it helps us to reflect. It helps us to reflect on the things that are good and the things that are bad. Okay? Number 12, the world does not owe you anything. Mm-hmm. Okay? The world does not owe you anything, but the great thing about what we as women can offer is that we offer ourselves to the world all the time. We are changing the world in ways that people don't even know. And it's our job, and many of us take it very seriously to make sure that that happens. Many women in the room here, I love interacting with new dots and connecting with seasoned dots to find out what they're doing. And I'm like, holy guacamole, you are really doing something fantastic. Number 13, they don't expect immediate results. Hello. It takes some time to get this beautiful. Doesn't happen overnight. I know we live in an instant society right now. I know we do. Everything is at a push of a button. I just went to my girlfriend's house and she had a refrigerator that like has a TV in it and talks to her and stuff. Do you guys know which one I'm talking about? Yeah, it's pretty snazzy. But I'm like, wait a second, does it cook for you too? Dude, oh, it has everything's up to my fingertips. How many of you remember a time when everything was not at our fingertips? And you had to go to that dictionary or Childcraft encyclopedia to go and find something. That wasn't an immediate result. I'd ask my mom how to spell something, and she'd say, go look it up in the dictionary. And I'm thinking, if I knew how to spell it. That took some time to figure that out. So know that life is a journey. And so how do we do all this? Well, we do all of this with support. We do all of this and we show persistence and resilience with the support of others, our friends, our family, and our colleagues. So when I was dating my husband's name is Pete, by the way. When I was dating my husband, I asked him a very, very important question to gauge his support of me. I said, Pete, if I called you in the middle of the night in a panic, and I said, I need your help to move a body, what would you say? What do you think you said?
Okay.
Hell no? No? You think you said yes? You know what he said to me? Do you want black garbage bags or white garbage bags? And I knew that was the man for me. Okay? Because he had my back. All kidding aside, no one succeeds alone and no one fails alone. Okay? So being able to have a community like Coconut Powerhouse, being able to have people who can help push you and help pick you up when you fall down, knowing that you have the tenacity to keep on going. Never forget that. Never ever give up, as my husband would say. I say that paying into your bucket of resilience and persistence can help you so much. It is really the gift that you give yourself to know that you can do anything that you put your mind to. And there is no stopping you. So as I leave you here today, leader to leader, woman to woman, sister to sister, I want you to know, never let those who have given up on their dreams talk you out of yours. Thank you.